So I invite you to close your eyes. And in that space, I want to acknowledge the traditional owners that were once on this land, those nations that went from St. Lawrence River all the way up to Lake Ontario, all the way down to Quebec City. We acknowledge those ancestors that walked the land that we are on. And we acknowledge that we are our own ancestors that are now walking that same land. We acknowledge our galactic ancestors. They are here with hands stretched out to you, with message of love and congratulations. This vibration you have within your body that emanates emotions from the Creator, those emotions of peace, compassion, love, joy, happiness, that is your natural birthright. And it's this and something higher. That is what we have the potential to always carry. This vibration or something higher. Because from here on out, collectively, we are getting higher. And we can either choose to be a part of it or we can step aside. But why would you step aside when you have such a flow of benevolence wanting to enhance your life? Whatever that is for you, whatever you need, you have the ability to ask directly how you want your life enhanced. But it cannot begin unless you ask. So we ask, dear Kryon, what is next for us? What is next for me?
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I have so much to tell you that I've never spoken of before. And it's time that you knew. My partner, go carefully and slowly. For the information that I give now has not been given. Human beings are fascinated with drawing lines between things. And in some ways, they should be. Because in many cases, there are lines to be drawn. What's the earliest line drawings of energy between things? It's the original nodes and nulls. Early on, I channeled that there are lines of influence that go between the nodes and the nulls. There is a line that will go between the node and the null, positive and negative, of each one. Now, my partner wanted to see what would happen if you had those lines drawn all over the planet. Did they make a pattern? Well, first of all, they haven't all been matched up yet. And yet he already made a mistake. You assume that the lines between those kinds of profound things would go on the surface. These go through the earth. So there is a bias involved even in line drawing. The other thing is this, you assume all of the lines are always straight. And they're not. Other things influence them, and sometimes they bend a little, just like magnetics bends a little. And so right away, we tell you that drawing lines between influential spiritual things is common to man. What's another ancient line? This one, by the way, pretty straight. Did you know there was a line drawn between Lake Titicaca and Tibet? And it's an ancient line that was predicted by the Lakota in their prophecy of the journey of the feathered serpent. Now think about this, for this is a line that attaches itself in the shift that you just went through. Now you get the concept that sometimes the lines are strong, sometimes they are not, sometimes they may disappear and come back. What causes that? Now, did you ever think about those two areas of the planet? What do they have in common besides profound teaching and sacredness? And the answer is they're both very high. What do you know about the landings of the Pleiadians and where they spent most of their time? High altitude. There are things that hide even in the areas we've not even spoken of regarding the parents from the stars. All over Europe, there are something called ley lines. And we've spoken of ley lines before, and I'm going to tell you right now, dear ones, something you didn't expect. Many of them are natural, and they're caused by lines of influence that follow aquifers and perhaps even former rivers and streams, and that's where the castles got built. So long after the aquifers are not there and the streams are dried up, humans come along and they are amazed that the castles are in that line. And they say, this must be sacred. No, it was water. These are the kinds of things that hide. And then there are the kinds of real sacred lines that you find in some countries that we have visited and spoken of. In the country currently known as Hungary, we spent time at the Beating Rock, the heart that some say is the heart chakra of the land. And there's something to that. You see, there really are multidimensional portals and some lines. So what I am telling you right now is that not all is what you think when it comes to history, lines of influence, and things that go from one place to another. Now this one you're not going to like. The Nazca lines, they say, had to be done from space. You could actually see them from orbit. Not only that, but some of the surrounding areas actually look like runways. Indeed, perhaps the runways of the ancients for their vehicles. They look just like it. I have something to tell you. Someday you're going to meet the beauty of those who come from the stars. And then you will laugh. Not one of them ever needed a runway. You have projected your flight onto the extraterrestrials. You have airplanes that need runways. And so when you see these things on the hillside, you say, aha, they must be for the ETs. They're natural and man-made. You are aware that even to this day, there is ritual. People tell human beings they must go here, do this, face a certain direction, go on this journey in order to have the God of creation shine upon them or have favor. It is alive and well even today. So why is it such a stretch of imagination to think that the lines that were drawn were done by the indigenous in the same way for the same reasons? They were told, dear ones, that the further they could go with the lines, the straighter they could make them, they may get the rain that they've asked for the food, for the crops, for it was going away in still another weather cycle. And that's how they occurred. Let historians show that that is the truth of it. When you want it to be so esoteric. We've told you about multidimensional fields of energy that are anomalies on the planet that you have known about for a very long time. We told you about Ireland. We told you that the idea that you might see multidimensional creatures is real. And the reason is because in these areas, along with the area of the Devil's Triangle, there are anomalies of the grids where actually some of the fields are nulled out, which means they are canceling each other. And when that happens, other grid energies are allowed to come forward, and that creates something very unusual. In Ireland, even the government acknowledges the little people because they've been around and seen for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's an area, dear ones, where energy can be manifested and seen. Why leprechauns? After all, we just had a green day here. Why leprechauns? And the answer is this. The actual energy cannot be identified because you've never seen it. And so your eyes, your consciousness, and your brain come together to make up something that is recognizable and safe and fun. That is why the little people are the little people, instead of what they might actually look like. Your consciousness is responsible for forming these things in a way that makes sense to a linear mind. This is not going to be a very long channel, but a profound one for what is next. For I go from all of these explanations of lines and semi-lines and ley lines to the most esoteric and real line that is right here, right here. Oh, be careful, my partner, and say these things correctly. I was asked some time ago, when you travel the world, you talk about the old cultures and what the Hungarians had and what the Italians had, what those in Prague had, and what their attributes are in their Akash. And I was asked, well, what about a Canadian? And my answer is this, you're not old enough. Your alliance is also too complex for the country below you. And so you cannot then talk about the kinds of Akashic imprints on the land, those who have been there thousands of years. Oh, but there's something else. Be succinct, my partner. In less than 100 years, there is the potential of an awakening continent. And that continent is Africa. It's the central portion. The troublesome areas, the places of disease and killing. And the potential is this, that within 100 years, there will be healing in that area. Inventions are coming to give electricity and water and healing energy, so there would be no more sickness. To chase out not only the sickness, but those who would be dark and do dark things. It's coming a time when someday that will be a society, a culture, which will have the highest technology and consciousness on the planet. Why there? And we have said this before, because they have no culture to unlearn. It's pristine. And when it gets cleared, and you can imagine what that means, when it is cleared of disease and the darkness consciousness that is there now, those who will build a nation will have concepts that are fresh and new and beautiful and elegant and mature. It is the next revolution of government in ways you haven't seen yet that work. It's the next revolution of human magnificence to one another and rules that all abide by because it makes sense and it's the right way to live. Imagine in that place right now, imagine it being replaced by something so grand. But esoterically, let me ask you this. Where are they going to get that culture, that experience? Where are they going to have the line of gold drawn from? Where is it going to go? Follow this. Dear ones, if you look at the statistics, what is the best country to live in on earth, according to those who report it? Were you aware you're number one? You're the top of the list. And of all of the cities that are Canadian, which one has an overwhelming, if not tremendously overwhelming, culture of talent? If you start listing the attributes of Montreal and you list them, it would be the first in film and animation and manufacturing and fashion and food, and it goes on and on. Where did that come from? Is it possible you live in some kind of actual multidimensionality? I'll call it the golden glow, where things are possible here that don't happen in other places. It's not your imagination. Oh, dear ones, there's a church not too far away. It has just hundreds of crutches hanging outside, where everybody who came to that place, who hobbled in on a crutch, walked away healed. Now you may say, well, that's because there was some healer there. What if that healer knew how to work that multidimensionality of that land? It's just as multidimensional here in this hotel. It's just not as conducive to having crutches hang. Did you ever think about these things? There are things that happen here in this city that don't happen anywhere. It's almost like God has blessed this place in a way that no other place has this. And you'd be right. That golden glow has a line. It has several lines. They've been seen and they've been noticed by esoteric teachers. But now I'm going to tell you where one of them goes. Right now, it's being seen. It goes to the heart of Africa. This number one place to live because it's kind and fresh and respects human rights more than anywhere. This one place that has the golden glow will be the imbuing of what they need for this new starting culture. They're going to need what you have, and that particular line drawn right across the ocean, right to that continent. This is so esoteric, I'll tell you. It's like they're going to pull upon the Akash of those who are here, because they cannot start from scratch and have everything. There has to be a core, basic starting point. This place has other lines drawn to other places. And esoterically, that's why. Now, as I speak this, there will be those right here saying, wow, we knew this. Somehow we knew this. Of course you did. Of course you did. Because it hangs over you and glows, and there's a potential for what you can do with the old souls in this magic place that has so much maturity. Can't you feel it? Here's no accident that you're here. There is no accident of the language that is here. All of these lining up. Someday you put your imprint somewhere else that's going to need it. I told my partner he will be there. He'll be part of the culture, and he'll be the color of the culture. And his job will be to help start what is there. And dear ones, I'm telling you right now, he won't be alone. Because some of his friends and his staff and those who love Kryon will be right there with him. This is the most profound connection we've ever spoken of, from one place to another, that will shape the future. When? And the answer is yes. When it's correct, you'll see it coming. This is the message of Kryon, dear ones. A loving message of a new planet. Oh, every culture has its pluses and its minuses. None of them will ever be perfect. That's free choice. But a high consciousness raises the bar for the average, and then it raises again and again. And pretty soon there is peace on earth, and eventually there's more than that. Much more than that. Right now the Star Mothers are grinning. They have been through this. They know about the lines of influence. They know of the esoterics of one consciousness influencing another. This is the way of it. Not linear, perhaps. Not in your reality, perhaps. But it's real. Blessed is the human being who understands this and sees the magnificence in all of it. I am Kryon, lover of humanity. And so it is.